The great achievements of North America's first artists are celebrated in the Munson Williams Proctor Arts Institute exhibition, American Indian Art from Fenimore Museum, The Thaw Collection. The exhibition, on view through the 30th of December, demonstrates the long-standing excellence of the aesthetic traditions of North America's native peoples. Spanning the continent from the first millennium to the 20th century, the exhibition of more than 35 exceptional objects showcases masterpieces in various media, sculpture, painting, drawing, basketry, textiles, ceramics, and the decorative arts. Mary Murray is the department head for curatorial and exhibitions and curator of modern and contemporary art, and it's a great pleasure to welcome Mary to the roundtable this morning. Thank you very much. A delight to have you here.
Thank you for having me.
A great pleasure. So, give us a sense of how this particular exhibit came to be and why you wanted to have it at the Arts Institute.
Well, it's curious because the Fenimore Collection is only about 45 minutes away from Utica in Cooperstown, New York, but the audiences are quite different, and this is the kind of material that our museum doesn't own and we have never presented in recent memory. So it's a great opportunity for regional museums to collaborate, do some collection sharing, and to introduce our audiences to material that they might not have access to. So easier to come to our museum for free admission on the local bus or happily the school bus. We're going to have many, many school tours. And we're thrilled that this is being integrated into fourth grade curriculum. I believe it's the fourth grade curriculum for our local school districts.
It doesn't get better than that because they get an opportunity to really see these objects.
Indeed.
Especially assuming they're also learning about the Native American experience.
Exactly.
So let us talk about the objects themselves. And I guess the first question comes of the Thaw collection, of what that is and what makes up that collection.
Mr. and Mrs. Thaw, Eugene and Claire, assembled this collection in the 1980s. Mr. Thaw was a gallerist of old master drawings and European fine art, and had a extraordinary eye for great beauty and remarkable works of art. And he applied this to every collection that he developed. So when he became interested in arts of Native peoples from North America, he acquired works of exceptional interest and quality. So there are hundreds of works in the collection now housed in Cooperstown. And this is a group of objects that were assembled for a 20th anniversary exhibition that had toured. So it's really the highlights of an already extraordinary collection. And as you mentioned, it's material from all cultures or most cultures across North America and over hundreds and hundreds of years created.
I was going to ask you about what you just said as far as the geography of where these pieces come from, but a wide swath over North America.
Yes, the material is exhibited in our house, as it were, regionally, and the material has its origins in the Arctic, the Pacific Northwest, the California Great Basin and Desert, Southwest, a wide area geographically of the woodlands peoples, which includes our region, and the Great Plains. And that includes material of extraordinary interest from my point of view. The Lakota peoples are represented by a hide, an animal hide that depicts a war record. It is a drawing in colors of two different groups, the Lakota and I think maybe the Crow. I've forgotten mm-hmm. who the adversaries are, in battle with great detail of arrows and rifles or shotgun and blood. It's extraordinary detail to headdress and other kinds of costumes for both the warriors as well as the animals. And it's this object is quite interesting because it also represents what happens after contact, that once European peoples start to enter into North America, our traditions from Europe integrate with the cultural expression, artistic practices of the indigenous people. So this kind of drawing wasn't necessarily something that the Lakota people had done prior to this contact.
And there are examples of specific artists, right?
Yes.
I mean, in some cases, we don't know who created that object.
Right.
But in other cases, we do.
That's correct, especially the closer in time we get to our own. In the Southwest region, there are the Martinezes, for instance, Maria and Julian. And I'm sorry, I don't remember their dates, but we have objects that were created from the early part of the 20th century, beautiful vessels that are ceramic pots with design that are abstracted from natural phenomena like foliage or birds. And these were highly valued. This kind of object from the early part of the 20th century, late 19th century, is created and admired by American art collectors because it is from the post-industrial revolution era. To appreciate a handmade object that is has beautiful attention to detail. There's one basket, for instance, made from the early part of the 20th century that is supposed to have had something like 80,000 stitches. So the workmanship, the craftsmanship is of highest quality, and this is the kind of attention to materials that collectors really valued.
The Beacon Whites basket?
Yes,
that's the one.
I
mean, the intricacy is so beautiful. The color is so beautiful. This dates back to the earliest part of the last century.
That's correct.
1904, 1905. But there's a newish look to it, isn't there?
It's almost timeless looking,
yes.
Isn't it? There's another black, and forgive me because I'm not a specialist in this material, so I don't have the names of the artists off the top of my head as I should.
We don't either, just go
All
ahead.
Right.
Don't worry about that.
Thank you for being so forgiving. There is a beautiful object, a black vessel, that is a early 20th century reconstitution of an ancient practice for ceramics making. And it could be from ancient Egypt or it could have been made yesterday. The timelessness of this form with this strong black silhouette is the kind of beauty that doesn't date at all.
There are objects, and I don't know if this is the oldest object. I know I was looking at some of the photos on your website, but there is art that goes back to, say, 1200, 1350.
Yes.
I mean, that's we're talking about a long, the swath of time here represented in the exhibit is quite long.
That's quite right. There is one head pot, for instance, and I'm not sure that we know what the function of this, but it's a ceramic pot from the Mississippian period, I believe, and it has a sensitively rendered face. And it's interesting because this, as one of the oldest objects, has been the inspiration for contemporary artists as well. And while I'm at it, I'd like to give a little shout out to the Welland Museum at Hamilton College. They have an exhibition of contemporary artist Jeffrey Gibson, who's of Native descent, and he has used this head jug form in some of his objects as well. So the relevance for the historical objects remains important today.
I do want to mention that you have some wonderful programming that goes along with the exhibits, guided tours, as well as gallery talks and illustrated presentations. You can find that entire schedule. All of this is free and open to the public.
Yes.
And all you have to do is go to the website, which is MWPAI, or Munson Williams Proctor Arts Institute is what that stands for, but it's MWPAI.org. That link is also on our website at WAMC.org/Roundtable, and you can find out more information about that. American Indian Art from Fenimore Art Museum, the Thaw Collection, is on view in Utica at the Institute through December 30th. Mary Murray is the department head for curatorial and exhibitions and curator of modern and contemporary art. Mary, thank you very much for sharing with us this morning. A delight to have you on our program.
Thank you. It's a delight to be here.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Again, you can find out more at MWPAI.org or at our website, WAMC.org/roundtable. American Indian Art from the Fenimore Art Museum, the Thaw Collection, on view through December 30th at the Munson Williams Proctor's Art Institute in Utica. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.